Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start that you're not alone in this. Maybe you've noticed that your child seems to value being naturally good at things more than working hard at them. Maybe they light up when something comes easily, but the moment a task gets challenging, they want to quit. Maybe you've heard them say things like, "I'm just not good at this," or "I can't do it," before they've really even tried. If this sounds familiar, take a deep breath. What you're seeing is completely normal, and it's actually a beautiful opportunity for growth. The magic book taught me something wonderful about this. When children ages 6 and 7 focus only on natural talent and give up when things get difficult, they're not being lazy or stubborn. They're showing us exactly what they believe about how abilities work. And here's the amazing part, those beliefs can change. Let me share what researchers have discovered. Dr. Carol Dweck, a brilliant psychologist at Stanford University, has spent decades studying how children think about their own abilities. She found that some children believe intelligence and talent are fixed, like you either have it or you don't. She calls this a fixed mindset. Other children believe that abilities can grow and develop through effort and practice. She calls this a growth mindset. And here's what's so important. Children with a growth mindset show significantly greater persistence when tasks become difficult. They see challenges as opportunities to learn rather than threats to their self-image. They understand that effort and strategy matter more than being naturally good at something. Now you might be wondering, how did my child develop this fixed mindset? And the answer might surprise you. Often, it comes from the very best intentions. When we praise children by saying, "You're so smart," or "You're a natural at this," we're actually teaching them that their worth comes from being talented, not from trying hard. So when they encounter something difficult, their brain says, "Oh, if I can't do this easily, maybe I'm not smart after all. Better to quit now than prove I'm not talented." But here's the beautiful truth. Research shows that when we shift how we talk about effort and learning, children's beliefs can transform. Dr. Sarah McKay, a neuroscientist, explains that praising hard work, problem-solving strategies, focus, or perseverance fosters growth mindset far more effectively than praising natural talent. So instead of saying, "You're so smart," we can say, "I love how you kept trying different strategies until you figured it out." Instead of, "You're a natural artist," we can say, "Look at how much your drawing has improved since you've been practicing every day." Dr. Dweck also reminds us that growth mindset isn't just about effort. It's about helping children develop a whole toolkit of strategies. When they're stuck, we can say, "I can see you're working hard. Let's talk about what you've tried so far and what you might try next." This validates their effort while guiding them towards strategic thinking. The magic book showed me something else that's so important. When children value only natural talent, they're actually protecting themselves from feeling inadequate. If they believe they're either good at something or not, then giving up quickly means they never have to face the possibility that they tried their best and still struggled. It's a defense mechanism, and it makes perfect sense. Our job as parents isn't to force them to keep trying when they're frustrated. It's to gently help them see that struggling is actually a sign that their brain is growing. That mistakes are information, not failures. That the feeling of something being hard means they're learning something new. Now, let me tell you about a story that shows this so beautifully. It's called The Condor and the Hummingbird, and it's a traditional folktale from Peru that the magic book holds with such tenderness. In this story, there's a mighty condor who rules the sky with his enormous wingspan and natural power. He soars effortlessly on mountain winds, proud of his strength and confident in his superiority. Then, there's a tiny hummingbird who works tirelessly from sunrise to sunset, visiting hundreds of flowers with unwavering determination. When these two very different birds meet, the condor is amused by the tiny creature. He boasts about his incredible flying abilities, and the hummingbird humbly suggests a friendly race across the mountain range. The condor laughs, certain this will be the easiest victory of his life. The race begins, and the condor surges ahead using his natural advantages. But here's where the magic happens. Feeling overconfident, the condor decides to rest on a mountain ledge, certain the tiny bird is far behind. But the hummingbird never stops. She flies through the night while others sleep, her dedication transcending normal limits. When morning comes, the condor awakens to discover the hummingbird far ahead. For the first time, he learns what real effort means as he pushes himself harder than ever. The hummingbird reaches the finish line first, proving that persistence and dedication can triumph over raw power. And here's my favorite part. Instead of anger, the condor feels amazement and humility. He graciously congratulates the hummingbird, and the two birds become the best of friends, learning that being different makes them both special. This story gives children such a powerful metaphor. They can see themselves in both characters. Maybe sometimes they're like the condor, relying on natural talent and getting frustrated when that's not enough. And maybe sometimes they can be like the hummingbird, discovering that steady effort and never giving up can achieve amazing things. After you share this story with your child, you can have such beautiful conversations. You might ask, are you more like the condor who relied on being naturally strong, or the hummingbird who never gave up? When have you been like the hummingbird in your own life? These conversations help children see that effort is a choice they can make, not a sign that they're not talented enough. Here are some other ways you can nurture a growth mindset in your 6 or 7 year old. First, celebrate the process, not just the outcome. When your child shows you their artwork or schoolwork, instead of saying, "This is perfect," try saying, "Tell me about how you made this. What was the hardest part? What are you most proud of?" Second, share your own struggles and strategies. Let your child see you working through challenges. You might say, "This recipe didn't turn out how I wanted, so I'm going to try a different technique next time." Or, "I'm learning to use this new app and it's tricky, but I'm going to watch a tutorial and practice." Third, reframe mistakes as learning opportunities. When your child makes an error, you can say, "Ooh, interesting. What did you learn from that?" Or, "Mistakes help our brains grow. What might you try differently next time?" Fourth, use the word "yet." When your child says, "I can't do this," add the word "yet." "I can't do this yet." That tiny word opens up a world of possibility. And finally, be patient with yourself and your child. Shifting from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset takes time. It's not about one conversation or one story. It's about consistently showing your child that their worth isn't tied to being naturally good at things, but to their willingness to learn, grow, and try. The magic book whispers this truth. Every child has the capacity for growth. Every child can learn to value effort and perseverance. And every parent has the power to guide their child toward this beautiful understanding. You're doing such important work, my wonderful friend. By noticing this pattern and seeking to understand it, you're already helping your child develop the resilience and persistence they'll need throughout their lives. The Book of Inara has this story about the condor and the hummingbird, along with so many others that teach children about effort, perseverance, and the joy of learning. Each story is crafted with love to help children see themselves as capable, growing, learning beings. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for caring so deeply about your child's development. And remember, you don't have to be perfect at this. You just have to keep trying, keep learning, and keep showing your child that growth is always possible. With love and starlight, Inara.